Fleet Foxes with the title track from their latest album. It's called Helplessness Blues. And as promised, we have some awesome live music to get to this evening. We've got Hirokin here in the house. They're going to be playing some music for us. And we're going to be talking with the band, finding out, you know, all the good stuff about where they're playing, what they're doing, all of that. But before we get any further, let's go ahead and hear some live tunes from Hirokin.
Thank you.
and live in the WISO studios. We'll be back to chat with them and hear some more live music. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Hi, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions, weekday mornings on WISO. Music is a staple of the soul, an invitation to ponder a new perspective, to sing along, to play along, dance along, and to be reminded we're not alone. Excursions is music from all eras and all corners. Heart, soul, and mind, music bridges the chapters of our lives. Weekdays from 10 to 1. Join me.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am Juliette Frumholt, and I am very happy to welcome our guests into the studio. We just heard a set of live music from them. They are Hirokin, and we've got Brett, Paul, and Ed in the house. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Brett and Paul, you guys have been here before with Kwan. Mm-hmm. Tell me how this trio came about. How did you guys hook up with Ed? Ed, how did you hook up with these guys and all start playing together?
Well, we all used to share a practice space together in Boston with Mr. Edward here. And then he played bass in Kwan for a tour.
And then he decided to change up his life and move to Yellow Springs because we were the coolest people that he knew.
Yeah.
Basically,
the two
coolest people. I had a short list of cool people, and at the very top of it were Brett and Paul. And
Brett, number one, of course.
Shortly thereafter, I just, I had enough for gas and just drove on out to Ohio. And we started playing together about 7 months ago.
Something like that.
it's been a pretty busy 7 months for you guys. You've already done some touring, I understand.
Yeah, we went on a month long tour like 2.5 months after we started playing together. Pretty last minute.
Yeah, we just threw. So basically, I think all those songs we just played we wrote before tour. It just, I think we had those ready, with the exception of the third song for our first show that we played just a couple weeks after we started playing together. And, that wasn't the best show.
No.
That was actually probably one of the worst shows. But then they got better after that.
Although so. It's also the most money we've ever made.
That's true.
And now it's all gone.
So, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the musical influences that you guys bring to the band, because when I was listening to that set, I was hearing stuff all over the place. I was hearing jazz, I was hearing rock and roll, I was hearing prog metal, just all sorts of things all put together. Where do you guys come from musically, and sort of what are you bringing from your influences into the band?
Well, definitely all of those things to an extent. We're definitely all three heavily influenced by the late 90s post-hardcore movement, and definitely free jazz and avant-garde classical music and just a whole lot of whatever, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like a, not necessarily a conscious effort to combine all that stuff, but it just seems like since we all listen to a lot of music and a lot of different music, that when we try to write stuff together, it all kind of
comes out.
Yeah, all at once usually too. So, but definitely the DC and Chicago rock scene from the 90s, free jazz, free improv, all that stuff.
Tell me about your writing process, because in keeping sort of improving and free jazz in mind, like how much do you guys really when you're writing a song, say this is set and this is what's going into it, and how much do you leave up to improvisation when you're performing?
Well, I think we write in most of the sections that are going to be improvised for the most part, so unlike other stuff that everybody's done before, this is like a conscious attempt to be as like thoroughly composed as possible. So there's usually something that's composed while other people are improvising, so I'd say for the most part, there isn't really too much that's totally free, with the exception of, a couple
little sections.
Yeah, absolutely.
And does most of that come out? I mean, do you guys just sort of start playing, you know, with a certain line in practice, or does somebody kind of take the lead on the writing, or does that just sort of all come out as you're playing together?
Well, it seems like every song has been kind of different so far, so I don't know if we really streamline any particular songwriting practice.
Edward definitely moved here with, like, a complete full CD of ideas to work off of, and we've definitely utilized that a lot, but a lot of it's just came up in the moment, and, you know, just thoughts while we're working on it, and somebody might accidentally play something that we think is cool. And then there's definitely, like, homework that we do to try to come back and have ideas if we, you know, hit a wall when we're trying to write something. So, I don't know, it just varies song to song.
And as far as CDs go, what are you guys doing as far as recording? Have anything in the works or in the works of being in the works?
Well, we recorded an EP back in August called Astrionics that we took out on tour with us, and it has most of these songs minus a couple. And our plan is to hit the studio within the next few months out in New York at a place called Caesar's Palace to do a full length. So we just need to get a couple more tracks together.
And as far as your recording process, watching you guys play, I would feel like you would have to do it live to tape, but is that necessarily true? Am I totally wrong about that? Do you guys piece it out, or?
Well, no, like the recording we did before we left for tour was just our friend Nathan Moore, who plays in a local band here in Yellow Springs, Sport Fishing USA. And he came up to our rehearsal space and basically just set us up with a few microphones into a mixer that just had a stereo out to the computer. So everything was pre-mixed, and it was absolutely like straight to tape without any, you know, we didn't really have any way to comb it over.
Yeah, there was no way to edit it. It was kind of set in stone.
Or even mix it, really. It was like mixed before.
It was pre-mixed, yeah.
So I think when we record next, we'll probably do the same basic thing, just with a little bit more flexibility as far as the mixing goes.
And nicer equipment, hopefully.
Absolutely. And so do you guys plan on getting back out on the road this year, or are you going to kind of focus on recording and then wait for touring till after you get an album done?
Yeah, we have a show we have a few shows in the Midwest here, and then I think we're going to bookend the recording session with some shows heading out towards the Mid-Atlantic, so we can see some friends in New York and in D.C., and then record, and then maybe swing back through the studio to mix on our way back to Ohio. So, but for the most part, I'd say we have a week of shows with our friends Many Arms, a much freer rockin' band from Philadelphia. I think that's the first week of April. We're playing on the 20th of March at Aberplex?
No, the 20th of March is at a house in Yellow Springs. Oh, okay. I don't know what it's called. But we're also playing the 9th of March next Friday at One Eyed Jack's with Blue Moon Soup, and then this Saturday at the Aberplex in Dayton.
I think we have a show at South Park Tavern on the 17th of April.
We have a local show at the Emporium?
That's a birthday party.
So, yeah, that first week
We're not very organized.
No. I mean, we know where we have to be.
It's on our chalkboard at the studio.
It's not coming out in chronological order.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the difference between, say, playing out of town with bands that kind of travel in the same circles as you guys, and then, say, playing here in town with bands and at venues that, you know, might have people similar to you, but you might also be on a bill with, say, you know, your friends here from Yellow Springs who are playing, you know, more traditional rock and roll or, you know, bluegrass or something like that. Do you find that the audiences, that they can get into all those different styles, or is it a better reception when you've got people who are really focused into the style?
I think it can be so difficult to actually bring people out for the more experimental. There's always like a dedicated crowd of people that come to see that stuff, but I think from a playing perspective, it's definitely fun just to share a bill with some friends, and mm-hmm. you know, it's fun to hear out music that's out also, but I think it's fun to
diversity
play.
Is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you guys thought about doing any sort of like music videos or multimedia with your music? Because as I was listening here in the studio, for some reason I was just thinking like there are a lot of possibilities. Is that something that you'd like to do someday or have considered?
Definitely would like to. If the opportunity comes our way, I'm sure that we'll hop on it.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, so if anybody wants to do video,
yeah, let us know.
Just hit us up on Facebook, HYRROKKIN.
Yeah, we're definitely open to it, but we don't know how to do it ourselves very well.
Fair enough. So where does the name come from? Tell me about this name. I know we were talking about the pronunciation, but where does this come from?
Well, we had a really hard time naming this band because we had a name originally, and then we realized someone already had it, and we knew who those people were, so we couldn't just steal it. So then we looked over every word
in
language.
In all languages.
And then we picked the one that people like to think of as a Street Fighter reference, which isn't true. But no, it's a moon of Saturn and a Norse giantess that was killed by Thor. We have no actual relation to it.
Except, you know, Sun Ra had a deep connection with Saturn and had a record label called Sat, you know.
That's true.
You know, so I think that that definitely played into it, sort of.
Yeah, that's our little ode to the orchestra.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, you mentioned the Facebook page. Where else online can people keep tabs on you if they want to, find out when you're playing and keep track of when the album's going to come out?
We have a Bandcamp page. It's harrockin.bandcamp.com. You can go to our labels page at sundmagi.com, sundmagi. What else?
Those are probably the best ways, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anything else? Do you have
I think that's all I can think of.
Your phone number? What's your phone number, Rhett?
555-5555.
That's funny. That's my phone number, too.
Really? No wonder I'm always getting calls for you.
Well, guys, shall we hear some more live music here in a moment?
Sounds good.
Awesome.
All righty. We're going to let these guys get ready, switch some mics up, and we'll be right back to hear more live music from Hirokin. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Hi, this is Shaken Dave, host of Monday Night's Hall of Fame Blues program. You know, we're knocking on the door of three decades of blues right here on WYSO. We don't have to wait to celebrate. We want you to be a part of our blues anniversary as we spin sounds close to your soul. Keep your blues right where you can use them. Get your week off to an indigo sound start every Monday night, 8 to 11 p.m. with your host Shaken Dave right here on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and we're going to hear some more live music from our guests. They are Hirokin.
Thank you.
Hirokin, live on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. You just heard Hirokin live on Kaleidoscope. Check them out. We've got links up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We've got morning music coming up right now. Here's The Elected with Go for the Throat.